Good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Hope everybody's doing well. It's Friday. Yay. I need like one of those buttons you can do with the sound effects, right? So I hope everybody's doing well. It's Friday, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We're here to talk about the practical and tactical about Scrum and Agile. And the mission is just, I'm coaching, as I would coach any team, sharing ideas. I want to get people home to their families, be able to take vacations, enjoy family and friend time. But when we do this, we're also able to find ways to grow the business, get a nice balance between work and life, and hopefully with less stress and some fun. So we throw some fun into this. This is how I coach. This is how I do it. And I'm just sharing. And I get a lot of feedback from questions from people and different areas. So we'll bring that to the table and ask people who are on my show questions. This is show number 88. So we're almost to 100. So we're at 88. We got 12 more to go. I got to put something out there so that, hey, we're going to do a live show on this day. Show number 100. I'll let you put a message out for that. And maybe I'll do that. Number 100. So anyway, it's Friday. It's good. It's about 5:45 in the morning. Been up. I don't know when my computer took a while to boot up this morning. So I was just thinking and hanging out. And it's going to be a good weekend, right? So as we talked about in previous episodes, don't forget, maybe chime out to your teams today. You know, bring on Monday. What fun thing did you do over the weekend? What's your next fun thing you got planned? And any blockers are having fun. Or you do it on Monday. You don't tell them beforehand. You just do it Monday. This Monday, got the Agile Philly conference down the road. I'm going to be doing that exercise at the thing in the morning. So everybody gets to know each other. And as I said before, many episodes, right? Because I just like doing it. When I do networking events, it's a great way of people at networking events to get to know each other and have something. Like if you're at a networking event and there's like 100 Scrum Masters, 100 Agile people, and what do? I'm a Scrum Master. Or what do? I'm an Agile coach, right? Okay, there's 100 of you. It's hard to remember who's where. However, maybe if you put it's an old memory technique. You put a graphic or a thought about somebody in your head, help you remember their name. And maybe by saying, what fun thing do you do? Like this weekend, my plan is to take the kids. There's a little outdoor train thing that's like they build trains that are like, I don't know, 12, 14, 24 inches tall that they just run around this area and it's an open house. So I'm going to take kids there. So hopefully I'll have a lot of train pictures I'll be able to share on the page for like when we do PI and art and safe, right? Because you get the Agile release train. So I'll have Agile release train pictures. But it's a great way of saying to people, you know, hey, I went there. I went mountain climbing, or I just stayed home, watched TV, watched the Eagles. Oh, you're the Eagles fan. I remember that. Or the crazy thing when we're looking at some pictures in the office and they did a thing where they took pictures and put them on the wall of vacations they had. And there are some beautiful pictures. Maybe one person I work with, I told her, I says, I'm jealous of you because you went all over the place in Europe last year, whenever you went, and there are beautiful pictures. It's like, I want to do that again. So that's the kind of thing. So you have that. So at the networking event, it's a real quick thing. I've done it where 30 people in the room and gone through and did it in like 5 minutes. And it teaches people how quickly daily Scrum is. You get to know people. And, you know, they usually ask people how long do you think it took after a while? There's a few people to get how long it took, but most people like overestimate how much time. And then I tell them, wow, that was really short. And I said, yeah, and that's how daily Scrum was going. You learned all this stuff about people in less than 5 minutes and 30 people in the room. Took you 5 minutes. I said, daily Scrum should not take 15 minutes. It shouldn't be an hour long thing because it's amazing. Every time I go to a new organization, no matter what, there's always some team out there that says, daily Scrum is an hour long. And I'm like, what? An hour long daily Scrum? What the hell is that? Sorry. But I'm like, what is that? It should be quick. And it really just gets you all synced in. It's a sync in thing, right? Doesn't take long to get synced in. What's going on? What you doing? And it's very boom, 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 boom. And the reason why it's that, because we don't want to mess around. So it gets you in the mood, gets you in the rhythm, gets you in the idea of where you should go. And the idea is when we go to work, we don't want to just mess around. We want to get stuff done, produce work, go home, have fun, you know, go with family and friends and enjoy life. So that's kind of what it is. But anyway, I'm doing that this Monday morning. I'm debating how I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring my camera. I'm going to put this poster up on the wall so people can do it. And I'm thinking about doing interviews. So if anybody wants to text me some like interview questions, like they got a lot of agile coaches and scrum masters going to be there. What would you want to ask them? Like, actually, I'm gonna text that out today in LinkedIn and stuff like that. So again, if you want to look for me, Greg Mester, Agile Coach. If you Mester, Mester, there's an Agile cheerleader. That's me, right? You think I should get some pom poms? Yeah, I need pom poms. There's football games I get pom poms. But I'm the Agile cheerleader. And text me if you say, hey, you know, if I'm in a bunch of Agile coaches, professors, give me a question that you would like them to answer, right? So I got to write that up. Figured I'll take my camera, I'll video record them. I want to do this at other events, right? This is something I'm going to add to 5AM Master Scrum, where I know it's going to be a lot more local, but when I go to events, I want to set up a little thing, have a backdrop so they can talk, and then just ask them some basic questions about what's your favorite ceremony, what's your favorite event, what's your favorite thing about Agile and Scrum, what's your toughest transformational point. You know, give me one of your latest headaches, right? And maybe it's just a couple questions and get them in there and get on the social media and help them out, right? I want to do this to share with people, help them out. And in the future, I have other ideas too. But that's something I'll do. We're going to experiment this weekend. I'm going to record a lot of it. So like I have 88 shows. This show is going to have thousands and thousands of pieces of record for everybody to go back and view and watch if they have time. I try to keep them short. So this show, and I guess I'm talking 7 minutes already. See, 15 minutes is a long time. And it goes by so quick. And everybody's like, oh, well, you get nothing, you know. I mean, it's amazing. But I'm trying to keep the show within 15 minutes, just like a daily scrum, because I want if there's a method to my madness, I want everybody to know what 15 minutes is like. You know, people say it's not enough time or what are you going to get? And some people, when they watch a show, they go so far, they turn off. I says, hey, you get enough and you're good and you go, right? You don't need to be there a whole 15 minutes. And that leads into my items. So my two items for today. I want to talk about filling in white space, and I'm going to show you why. And if you can see the back behind me, you'll know what I'm going to talk about. Because I was thinking about it, and it was a very anti-pattern, right? And then since it's Friday, I'm going to talk what I usually do with my product owners. I usually hold a prioritization session with them as a Scrum Master or an Agile Coach, depending on this. And I really try to get my Scrum Masters to do it. And sometimes you got to force it. So anyway. Filling white space. So yesterday, this area over here, and for my podcast listeners, you can't see, but underneath, if you go to the show and you see a picture, you're going to see this white space here. There's some white space here. There's some up top between the clock and the painting and the banner and the painting and behind me. And there's some white space over here, right? So what do you do normal, right? Let's fill the white space up. But I realized yesterday that is an anti-agile pattern, right? Just because you have space and time doesn't mean you fill it up. Leave it empty. And from someone who has to coach lots of teams and worked with lots of executives and managers who overdo it, they fill this white space in with stuff. What's great in the sprint planning, and I know it's a visual, whatever, maybe it's too fluffy duffy, but leave yourself some white space. And there's a Bubbles. Hi, Bubbles. There's the cat. She's coming in. And we get visitors, little sidekicks, right? At this or the boy, right? Someone on there. How you doing, Bubbles? Anyway, so leave the white space in there. And the reason why, when stuff comes and unplanned works, and as a coach, my entire day is unplanned work, trying to get my planned work. I mean, put like one or two. I'm getting down. I used to have a lot more stuff, and I get, and where I am, I take it down even smaller. because there's so much unplanned work where people ask you questions, they need help with stuff. My whole day is unplanned. But from a pivoting point of view, leave it open. Don't fill it up, right? So I'm going to leave it open because there may be things I might want to put up there, do stuff on different things. But I'm going to leave that as my free space, right? So think about your schedule. If you're, I can visualize my Microsoft Outlook calendar now. This is day one, day two, and I got a little space, and day three, and then there's space over here. Just so that when things come up during the day, you can do it. Don't go to every meeting. Force yourself. And as a leader, you have to show this for other people. Like, why aren't you so busy? Because that's not what you're supposed to do. So then that makes you less stressful in the office, right? So that's one of our mission points, is being less stressful. Plus, maybe you want to do some fun stuff. I know we're doing potluck in a couple of days. So anyway, so don't fill the white space up. So I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, hey, that's an anti-agile. That's not what I coach. So why would I want to fill it up? So I want to leave that open. And maybe I'll put a shelf up there. And then it'll change through the show. That would be cool. I think that'll be a good idea. Anyway, so talked about, don't fill all the white space in your calendar. Don't fill all your white space in your team. Leave some space open to do stuff. Even if it's just to catch up on stuff you weren't meant to do. So the other next thing is Friday prioritization. One of the other biggest thing problems is, and it's really tough, and I try to coach people to do this, and sometimes I got to just sit with product owners. It just reminds me. It's very important to groom the backlog all the time. Some people are so busy writing stories, don't know what they're doing. I try to get my teams, my product owners, and the scrum masters to sit in the room, and maybe you put it technically whatever you want, but definitely a product owner, BA, whoever that would be, who's writing the stories and prioritizing the work, prioritizing work from a business perspective, right? Not just, yeah, from a business perspective. And then you can always have some technical people and maybe rearrange some stuff. But from a business perspective, just pure business, not technical. Don't even, that's even a better point. Because some people like over technical, you can have this. But from a business standpoint, do your features. Just sit there and prioritize for a half hour. Half hour is a lot of time. You will go through your entire backlog in a half hour. It'd be rare if you don't. But just start from one. Number one, is this still priority one, still priority two, still priority three, still priority four? And you go through it, right? And just do it for a half hour every week, right? Like usually on a Friday, because Fridays people don't have as much stuff. They're getting ready. But it has so many levels. I'm going to probably do more episodes on this. But it clears the minds, gets your thoughts, makes you visualize the entire backlog, right? And gives you a chance to sleep on it. And I should write that on. I got to talk about a PI thing that would happen. It was classic that we did. And just what my observations were. And I'll have to write that down for the next show. But we're at the 13:19 mark. So I'm going to let it go early because it's Friday. You know, have fun. Still got my badminton stuff. But it's way too windy to do badminton. Because a bird will just fly across the room, threw it across the room. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Again, you know, we're here to talk about the practical and tactical, about Agile and Scrum. Our mission is to get you home to your family and friends so you can have some fun, you know, build value for the business, make it less stressful, and just enjoy what we do, right? We don't do work for work's sake, but we want to have a good balance between work and life. Too much life and not enough work, things fall apart. Too much work and no life, things fall apart at home, right? You know, so we want everybody to have fun and do this. So anyway, with that, thumbs up. I got my little thumbs up thing. Ooh, little thumbs up. Ooh, that works actually pretty good with the background. Better than the kitchen. And take care. Enjoy your weekend. Happy scrumming. It's Friday. Enjoy. Now make sure you go out and have some fun this weekend. Just do something. This, like, if you weren't planning, you were going to work all weekend. You know what? We got a whole life. And I mean, unless the world's coming to an end, go out and have some fun. Go to a local restaurant or bar or something. Go to the park and just read a book. You know, there's lots of books out there. We're going to do that too. So it's 14:52. We're almost to the 15-minute mark. And with that, I'm going to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Goodbye. Happy scrumming. Take care. Enjoy. See ya.